You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Guys, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. Now, as you guys know, Brad Goreski is a superstar celebrity stylist. But what you don't know is that one time in his life, Brad had a skin condition which forced him to shy away from the camera. Today, Brad is raising awareness and offering encouragement to others like him who have the chronic skin condition known as rosacea. And that's characterized by red inflammatory bumps and blemishes. Here to explain what rosacea is and what could be done is Brad Goreski and dermatologist Dr. Shireen Idris. Welcome, guys.
Welcome. Hi. Thank you for having us.
Anytime. Thank you guys for being here. Now, Brad, bring us up to date on your latest projects and how have things changed for you during the pandemic?
Well, I'm working on two upcoming projects right now that I'm really excited about. Two TV projects. One is for HBO Max. It's a travel show called Brad and Gary Go To. And then I'm also working on a show with E! And Nene Leakes called Glam Squad Showdown, which is a beauty competition program. And then also currently I am bringing awareness through the Face Up to Rosacea campaign. Something I'm a big believer in, and I'm so proud to be a part of, to help to encourage people with rosacea, you know, to stand up to it and to seek a treatment plan like I did from their dermatologist.
And I mean, you work as a stylist, so you know how important, you know, appearance is. So how did rosacea impact you?
You know, it's actually impacted me throughout my entire life, from being a baby into my adult life. And, you know, being on TV and doing red carpets and all of these different things that are in the public eye, I wanted to kind of face up to my rosacea and get other people to stop feeling so powerless and get more comfortable in their skin. And so that's why it's been important to me to be a part of this Face Up to Rosacea campaign. You know, we're now doing Zoom calls. And even though we're living a lot of our lives virtually, we're still seeing other people. So, you know, getting the information out there, encouraging people to see their dermatologist and get on a treatment plan, and also to realize that they don't have to feel powerless and they don't have to feel uncomfortable in their skin. Because I know that it really did impact me and change the way I felt about myself once I sought treatment from my dermatologist.
That makes sense. And Dr. Idris, what do we know about the symptoms of rosacea?
I mean, I commend Brad for speaking out and doing what he's doing, because now more than ever, dermatologists realize not just the physical burden that rosacea can have on their patients, but the emotional as well. And that's why we've been so excited to partner with Galderma to raise awareness about rosacea through this campaign, because rosacea physically often includes blemishes, breakouts, redness, swelling, visible blood vessels, sensitive skin, but it also can have an emotional impact as well. And so it's so important that people realize that by just helping their skin physically, they can also help themselves emotionally.
Thank you for that. And Brad, what advice would you share with people who are struggling with rosacea?
You know, my number one advice is to go see your dermatologist and get on your own treatment plan. It's different for everybody. I know for me, one of the big turning points was I was getting married. My wedding was coming up. I knew there were going to be a lot of photos. And, you know, I hadn't really taken a ton of photos with my family, even as a baby, all the way through my teenage years. Because of my rosacea, I thought enough was enough and that I wanted to make sure that on this super special day that I was going to feel confident taking really good photos that would last a lifetime. And I'm so, so glad that I went and saw my dermatologist and I faced up to my rosacea, because the photos turned out great. It was the most perfect day. And I'm so glad the last thing I had to worry about was how I looked, but even more so how I felt on the inside, because all I felt was love that day.
And you certainly seem comfortable taking pictures these days.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, you know, in like a good way, of course.
Why wouldn't you look at that face?
Seriously.
Look at that face. I'm like turning red right now.
I'm sorry. It's early in the morning. That's okay.
No, it's okay. We're all guilty. That's very, very true. That's totally part of my story as well, is, you know, that we are constantly with social media and, you know, Zoom calls and living virtually right now, that we are putting ourselves out there. And I feel now at this point in my life comfortable enough to, you know, be putting things up on my Instagram and, you know, be doing the things that I'm doing. So being a part of Face Up to Rosacea, this campaign, and bringing awareness and helping other people feel comfortable, empowering them, is something I'm really happy to be a part of, and definitely happy to be a part of with Dr. Idris.
That's great. And Dr. Idris, what resources are available, you know, to help patients learn more about this condition?
Yeah, I mean, Brad Goreski is a resource numero uno. I mean, he's every dermatologist's perfect dream outcome, that patients can be more secure with themselves. But they can definitely go and visit faceuptorosacea.us and download the dermatologist's discussion guide, where they have not only tips and tricks on how to deal with the physical symptoms, but also how to deal with the emotional burden as well, so the invisible ones. So hopefully helping from the inside out and not just the outside.
That's great. And I'm going to be sharing the link with everyone too. And Brad, just one more question before we go. I know you are very busy. You have these two new TV shows. Everything is going on. But Fashion Police, would you ever be up for a reboot with your BFF, NeNe Leakes? Is that what the world needs right now, maybe?
Well, here's the thing. I love NeNe. I love working with her. We're working on the another show for E! Together. Once we get red carpets back up and going again and things like that, I would be open I love talking about red carpets. I love red carpet fashion. I love celebrities. So, you know, my mom told me a long time ago to stick to jobs that you're really passionate about, and I'm passionate about those things. So if there were a reboot of some sort, I would definitely be very interested.
That's amazing. And do you have an award show that is your favorite? Because you've really covered them all.
You know, it changes. I love the Golden Globes because it really, it sets the tone kind of for the new year and really kicks off award season. So things get very exciting here in Los Angeles. So I like the Golden Globes, and also because the carpet is, you can do a lot of more unexpected things there. And being a stylist, working on clients, going to those shows, the time crunch is so intense. It's like, you know, the beautiful, luxurious vacation ends, and then you're just like shot out of a cannon right back into work. And I thrive on that excitement.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
That's amazing. So I'm glad you're well. I'm glad you're tied up to this great cause of rosacea. So say hello to Gary. Dr. Idris, thank you for taking your time as well. Hello. Everyone, Brad and Dr. Idris, thank you so much. Thank you very much. Talk to you guys later.
Our pleasure. Thank you. Thanks for chatting with us.
Anytime. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.